Well, one benefit the way we're going to present these issues is I'm a little more inclined to the corporate side of the hall, and Marcus is more inclined to the tax side. So we're kind of approaching it from a couple of different angles of where we get information on this from clients, from accountants, I mean, other places you're getting input on how to structure these entities, where the LLC, state law LLC, is going to elect S-Corp tax treatment. So as the corporate side, what I more often get is a client coming to me saying, well, I've talked to the accountant or whatever the genesis of it is, saying that, you know, I need an S-Corp for this reason or that reason. What entity should we do? I guess we just do a state law corporation. So, you know, looking at, well, what are some of the reasons we might say, well, let's not just immediately jump to a state law corporation. Let's consider if another structure here in LLC would work better. So I've next couple of slides will go through some of those issues that I have worked through. And on some of these, there's kind of a point-counterpoint to them in that these are beneficial to a point, but at some point the clients can take them to a little bit of an extreme. First one is corporate formality. It's just the fact that, you know, we're not going to have to go through an annual meeting process, which especially, you know, if you're representing a small business owner, their management has just great continuity, and you end up, you know, there's year after year after year of identical minutes that will, you know, reelect directors of the corporation, then go the next step, reelect officers of the corporation, ratify any acts from the previous year, and sign the minutes. And I think we've all been in the position where we're heading to a closing and checking with the client on that, and you're realizing, you know, you're missing 15 years worth of minutes that you're rushing out and getting those done and calculating, well, you know, what is the third Tuesday in February back in 1984? I'll admit, with Outlook on my computer, that's a lot easier than it used to be because you're not running up and down the hall trying to calculate that. And I actually have a date calculator saved on my web browser at work for that reason as well. So